Mem Vav Amid Beis, the two dots. Miyati Noikis said in the Mishnah that they took, after they shook the lulav and the esrog the seventh day, they went ahead and they bit from it, they took it from the children and they ate it. Amar Bechadam, esrog b'shvi, also b'shmini mutar. The seventh day of Sukkot, it's also to have hanah from it. Hanah means, you know, use it. You let have hanah, you let it, but you're not allowed to use it. And b'shmini mutar. The eighth day is mutar. Sukkah.
What does that mean? Asr for what?
Also, let's say, to get rid of it, to eat it, to burn it.
B'shvi.
Seventh day. The eighth day already finished. The eighth day, we're talking about Yitzchal. The eighth day is asr, mutter, because it's not Sukkot anymore. Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah, I feel it, B'shmini Asruya. Sukkah, even the eighth day is asr. Even though you don't sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, in Yitzchal, it's asr. We'll explain why. The Gemara's going to explain why. The Shlakash Amma, Esik, I feel it, B'shvi, Inami mutter. After you shook it, it's over. The mitzvah is over. Dr. Gemara, Mike and Mifliki, what are they arguing about? Ma'a sabah, the mitzvah says katzai. One man down the holes that it's muksa for the mitzvah. But ma'a sabah, the kulu yoyim is katzai. It's muksa for all day, which means, if it's muksa for the mitzvah, so once I shook it, shachris, seventh day, I'm done. So finish, I can eat it now. Right, I can get rid of it. Oh, b'saman? Now you're getting a different question. Are you allowed to make a bar b'saman yantif? If you want to smell it, you should make a bar b'saman. But that's not getting rid of it. We wonder if you want to eat it. You want a bite of that pitten.
There's no reason on smell.
Right. And as he holds for the mitzvah, it's muksa. And you've done the mitzvah, it's mutter. Ma'asavah, the kuliyayim is katzai. The muksa is the whole entire day. So the seventh day that you shook it, it's muksa. The eighth day that you're not shaking it, meh, that's mutter. You know, famous clown of Hashas. Once it's muksa ben Hashmashas, it's muksa the whole day. So over here, muksa is the whole day. You're telling me that the whole day it's asa. We learned now, Mishnah miyad, tineke shreknes luvayim v'ichnes again. Right away, they took the children's luvayim and they ate the esregim. My love, what didn't look to them? So you see that on the seventh day they ate the esregim. How could they eat it? Ayat huksa l'mitzvasik, huksa l'kula yayma, sorry. So you see that what? Elamai, that it's not huksa l'kula yayma.
Who's esregim?
They took the children's esregim.
What's the nekuda? That the children did it? Or that they took their own esregim?
No, the violet, we don't know any nekuda. We just know that they ate esregim on the seventh day.
But we said gedolim osa.
Gedolim ate the children's esregim. Children is there's not so much muksa on it because they're not getting the real mitzvah. So therefore, children's esregim you could eat.
So gedolim made children's esregim.
Gedolim made children's esregim. So you don't see a raya. Yeah, nechama maybe just they wanted to have it to shake.
So according to him, let's just explain.
So mela, they ate. What they ate was only the children's esregim. They didn't eat the gedolim's esregim because like the gedolim's esregim. Was takasa all day.
Yeah, usually, sometimes get the father's esrog lulav.
That'll be a
problem. After they grab it, maybe it's the father's.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
What answer?
So there's different truths. Some that they knew, and Achanami was only the ones that knew.
Some chesteret today, is it also to touch an esrog?
I don't know. It's a regular fruit.
I'm sorry, shvi.
Shvi is chalamayit, Shmini.
No, Shmini, yeah. Shmini
Atzeres?
Yeah.
And you get the Gemara's if you read that.
Today.
It's in Chuzal, it's very good. Ikadami. Eser Abiechen Eshlokish. Miyad. Hati Naikish. Shemtin Eslovayim. Vaychen Eslogayim. Right away, the children, they took from the children, the love them and they ate their second. Tinaikis and Gedolim. Look. They didn't do it to Gedolim. Why did they do it to Gedolim? Obviously, no. It's a raya. Because Gedolim, it's also a whole day. Allah, you are there, and I feel like I did. I did it tonight because look at the mess. At that point, what I did, it was a geschmack, but it wasn't really. You don't normally take from a gedolim. It's just in Rashi. So mela. Therefore, they took from the gedolim, but that wasn't the norm. That we're just saying what was the norm.
Shaitan the Levain is that they took and they smashed and moved it.
They took it away from him. Yeah, they threw it.
I'm saying, but that's. There's no problem with the Gedolim. So why is it only that could have been from a Gov, right?
Yeah, but they couldn't take it. The Gedolim wouldn't elect them. It wasn't like, you know, you don't normally pull something out of a Gov, out of a Gov, out of a cup. You just, you know. Let's move on. That says that it's us the whole 7 day. Why? Because I shook it already in the morning. Why is sukkah asa the shmini and esig's only asa shvi? So why is sukkah you don't sit shmini and says either? Why is sukkah any different than? Then Esek, no, that's so. The Ma Amaloi Sukkah, the Chazir the Ben Hashemashes, Sukkah, which is Roy Ben Hashemashes. Why the Yisrami Le Sudasa? If you come up with a Suda, Boy Mesiv Begava, Umechel Begava, you would have to eat in the Sukkah. Let's say the 7th day night Ben Hashemashes, seven day p.m. Ben Hashemashes. You have a Suda, you want to eat. Are you mechayev to eat in the Sukkah? 100%. It's a Safek. It's already muksa ben hashmashes, because ben hashmashes, if you would have to eat, you'd be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So once you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, so it's katzayi ben hashmashes, katzayi the kuli yom.
How's he allowed to eat a meal just before the meal for Shmini Atzeres?
Okay, good question.
He's
eating a little bit. Esig, which is not really the Ben Hashemashes. Lo is katzai the Ben Hashemashes. We'll get to that. I'll explain in a minute. But lo is katzai the kula yaima. The shmini. Esig, if you took it in the morning, you don't take it again.
What if you didn't? You forgot.
One second. That's a very good question. So let's just say what it says. The Valley is saying that what? He's saying sukkah. If you ate breakfast in the morning, and you ate brunch, you ate lunch, you ate brunch, you ate the whole day, and now you want to eat again ben hashemashes, are you mechuyev to eat in the sukkah?
Yeah.
100%. Esrig, if you shook it in the morning, you're done. You do not have to do it anymore ben hashemashes. So therefore, since you don't have to do a ben hashemashes, if you don't say it's katzai the ben hashemashes, it's katzai the kulu yayim of shmini. So you're asking, Mashi. You're asking that l'chayra. Let's say you didn't take it in the morning. What? Let's say you didn't take it the whole morning of Shvi. You're gonna take it on Ben Hashemashes.
Maybe it's awesome.
You're gonna take it on Ben Hashemashes. You're gonna take it on Ben Hashemashes. If so, l'chayra should be also on Shmini. Who cares? You tell me sukkah is a case. I mean, that you want to eat.
We're talking about normal people.
Normal people don't have to eat Ben Hashemashes either.
You said that a minute ago.
No, I told you that this whole about you had a big meal, lunch. It's stretched.
The answer is that, what's the namal? The namal is that the person goes ahead, diamond shakas, and shakes the luluf. Okay, maybe it's part of halal even, whatever it is. But like upon him, so that's the normal what you do. So now, you gather family echtems that a guy doesn't, fine. But normal is like this. Sukkah, there's no normal because you taka eat again. You can eat again. So once, that means you weren't yaitza with it in the morning. There's no such thing as being yaitza with it in the morning. So therefore, it's very mistaba that the chiv is always on you.
Sukkah doesn't have a zman mesuyim, and Lulav and Esrig does.
But etzem has a zman mesuyim. If you didn't shake
it, then
you're right. Exactly. Okay, so that's why. So you say the migdus katzai by sukkah. You say migdus katzai ben hashemashes. That's where we go with all mukta, every mukta on Shabbos. If let's say you didn't set aside, you had something, you had this plank of wood, and you didn't set aside before Shabbos that it should be for a good purpose, a mutadigam purpose. Once it's mukta ben hashemashes, it's mukta for the whole day, right? It depends on the beginning of Shabbos. Mashenkin, if you use the ben hashemashes, if I had a uses, then it's not mukta for the whole day. Okay. The Levi Amar. Esrig, I feel the Bishmini also. Levi Taka argues, and Levi says, no, I don't like the Svar. Esrig, even the 8th day is also. Why? Because since if I didn't shake it in the morning, I would have to shake it Ben Hashemashes. So may those Hutzke Hooks of the Ben Hashemashes. So may the Hooks of the Kuliyama of the 8th day. That's always Hooks of the Ben Hashemashes. Hooks of the Kuliyama means the next day.
Rashi says that this was Svar. No. Rashi says migu the asa ben ashmas shmini mishum the suffix yom.
Right. Okay.
Rashi says al sera.
Yeah. Bekitzer. Zot ma vayte. Va'avua de Shmuel Omar, the father of Shmuel said, Esrig b'shvi, asur b'shmini. Esrig b'shvi is asur b'shmini. Like Levi just said. Sorry. Esrig b'shvi, asur b'shmini mutter. Sorry. Come, Avua de Shmuel, b'shit say the Levi. But Avua de Shmuel came and did like Levi that Shmini is asur. And Kamer Zeya b'shit say the Avua de Shmuel. Zeya did the shit of his father. After that became possible, also to eat all 7 days.
Once it becomes possible, does it lose the status of an esrog?
See, that's no the chiddush. Even if it became possible, since it was hooked already the first day of Yontif, so maybe it's hooked so all 7 days, but only the seventh day and not the eighth day.
The
whole yantif, exactly. Zot emar. Right.
But now it's not really to be an esrog anymore.
Still, once it was hooked in the beginning of yantif, like hooked the ben ashmash, it's hooked to kol yantif.
But it's two different svaras. The general.
It's a bigger chiddush.
Right, because it could now it's something else.
Right, that's what Rashi explains. It's a bigger chiddush. Abusa not. Even that he asked it. Amar abzeir. Lelikne inish hayshana liyanuka b'yoy metava kam. Don't give your child a dal minim the first day of yontif before you shook. My timer, the yanuka miknekani. A child could be kind, he could take. Aknuya loy makni. He can't give over. So he took it, and he can't give it over. So you're stuck. You're not going to have your lachem. It comes out that you yaitz with a lulav she'en shalai. So therefore, do not give it to your child before you shook. Now, afterwards, you could, because you were yaitz already. The second day, you don't need lachem. So therefore, the second day you can do it. Now, in chutzlah, it's the second day you can't do it either. You shouldn't do it. Because something is fake of the yayim. So you shouldn't give it to your child. If you do give it to your child...
So you can't give it the first day either, then?
That's what I'm saying. You can't give it the first day either. After you shook, right. So what do? You don't give it to him. You just tell him here. But you have in mind that it's not his. You're not giving it to him in matan. And he can be yaitzla. He can make a bracha like that. That's the eitz, what we do. No, every cup.
Doesn't he have to have in mind to want to be kainet? Because the Gemara says he could be kainet. How does it happen?
He can have in mind to not be a margin.
No.
If I'm not giving it to him.
Right. But I'm saying on the happen of the Gemara. He could be kainet. What does it take for him to be kainet?
If I give it, that's a chayas makna. If I'm makna.
So he doesn't have to have anything in mind?
He doesn't have, he's right, exactly.
But he picks it up.
If he picks it up, Stamas, it's not his. I'm not giving it to him.
So
he's
somebody's
hefker,
and he picks it up, Stamas, right?
Right. Because he needs that's a chayas makna. Together with the help of that's a chayas makna.
So you've always been after you and let him on the first
time. Why are you being after?
Because I
could. Yeah.
Rashi
said instead of matana manasa,
Rashi
is mashma
that even
drafts acheres
makna only helps
from rabban. Don't tell your child I'm going to give you something, but you're not going to give it to him. Misho, and you don't give it to him. Why? Because the like mure shiki, teaching him how to lie. Shenema limdu l'shein adavar sheker. Ever saw such a thing? You're a liar, but don't do it because he's going to think it, because you're teaching him how to lie. How about you?
When you promised him,
you
didn't make a Kenyan.
As I fracked the Alchana. What's going on over here? We're talking about you're lying. Don't lie because you're going to teach your kid how to lie.
He's talking about Lulav and Esrog. You told him before Sukkot you're going to
the answer is like this.
And now you can't.
The answer is like this. That many times you're not really lying, but medreit as I, you know what I mean? You tell your kid, I'm going to give you something, but you tell him, but then you tell him, I meant like this, and I went like that, and like that, right? So to your wife, you can do that too, but not to your kid. Because if your kid doesn't see clear, then you're teaching him wrong chinuch. That means it's very negeah, a lot of times, let's say you talk to your wife harsh, right? That's how you deal with her, right? I deal with her, that's how you talk to her. Now you know that...
Should I stop the recording?
No. You know that, you know how to handle, and she understands that also. But in front of your kids, they think that you're talking screaming at her. That's what this Gemara is telling you. You have to be careful in front of your kids to teach them. The chinuch has to be so clear to them that it can't be, this is what I meant.
They can't take it the wrong way.
They can't, right. You can't have something that they can take the wrong way. The marshal, Yaakov Avinu, I don't want to say it like that, but Ulai Yimashen, right, he wasn't a lawyer. Yaakov was a shemes. You read a psukim and you say, hey, what's that? Yaakov was a lawyer. Try not to go ahead and have something that the children should see that, oh, Tati was a lawyer.
Yaakov didn't have kids then.
That's what I said. Yaakov was allowed to do it.
And for Yitzchak, he doesn't have to.
That's Mamish Mechavim. Very good. That's what he was saying. But in front of kids, you always have to be careful not to. Now they shouldn't see anything. Let's say Yechveis, you don't care to throw things outside on the floor, right? Because you put it in a certain place, and you feel that no one's... Maybe your kid's going to see that you throw on the floor. I don't know, it's endless mashalim. Which has, in front of your kids, you have to act as a...
There's a reason Gemara was put over here. Because if you told your kid, Eric Sukkot, you're going to give him the rule and ask him to make a bracha on, and then you tell him, I'm not giving it to you, just you should take it to make a bracha, so then you're lying.
Very good.
That's why it's over here.
Okay. The kids, that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's not a chinuch thing. You're talking not lying. Yeah, very important. You say it's for life. You hear Moshe? Also, very negay. A lot of times you have this is very negay when you're sitting with friends, and your children are there, and your friends are talking to you the same way they always talk to you. You know what I mean? No, but the D you can't stop. What you supposed to do? Tell your friend and children to my kids. They shouldn't see that. No, you have
standard.
That?
It's a uniform standard.
Right.
There's a din of Maros Ayin. Even for adults, you shouldn't say something that feels like a lie.
In front of someone's kids, you always have to be careful. It's a lesson for us. We can't give musa to others, but in front of some kids, you have to act with that guy. Mishum of the gedachatz. This whole thing is machlekes rabbeinu shlokich. My hefesh shuvah shiva yom. You mafresh seven esregim for 7 days. Every day, you have briska. You have seven esregim. Every day, you're shaking a different esregim. So, Rav Amar kolachas v'achas lechad v'achad yitzim v'oichla. You can eat it right away. After you shook it, you can eat it right away. Rav Asiyam kolachas v'achas yitzim v'oichla l'macha. You can eat it tomorrow. Michael, if you mass over the mitzvah, says katzoi, smell right after the mitzvah, it's ice. Mass over the kuliyam is katzoi, for the whole day it's muxis, therefore you have to wait till the next day. Each esrog has it 24 hours.
Yeah, nice to eat. He has 7 days. He has
7 esrog.
So each one would still be able to eat?
Yeah. Sure. You start with a big cloth. Each asks for one day.
Then you're able to
go. Then. Us and Bava, that we have 2 days. So the seventh and eighth day. The eighth day is a suffix seventh day. Hey, Chavdina. Amar Abaya, Shmini, suffix Shvi, Asa. The eighth day, it's a suffix. The seventh day, that's Asa. Tashi, suffix Shmini, Mutta. Now, even though you don't shake on the eighth day, Kula Amayda, we don't shake on the eighth day. Since. No, right. Since it's a suffix, if it's the seventh day, it's meant to be asked the whole eighth day.
Is somebody else's esrog usher to you? Is it mukta?
What is it? Mukta to eat it? I can eat it.
If somebody else on the second day, on the third day, can I take somebody else's esrog and eat it if they're not marked? Let's say he designated, he didn't have seven esrog. Who's going to use it the whole yantif?
Yeah, that's a mukta. It's mukta, it's mukta on the esrog.
So you could have an esrog that I can make it mukta for myself, but it's not mukta to Yenim. This esrog that he had in mind for 1 day.
It's mukta.
It's mukta to me for just 1 day.
Right.
So somebody else went as a mukta?
Because you're the badim. So also only 1 day.
And then, but you, so you could have an esrog that could be mutter to one person, mutter to on some days and also on other days.
Right. Because I stell the fact that I only want this esrog for one day. Because he's talking, not shake me. That it's us on the 8th day. That it's us on the 8th day. Okay, tomorrow's a very important amit. For